向神认罪。
So you have to confess.
照着神的恩据指示来做。
And do according to the instruction of the Lord.
你与神的关系就不能恢复正常。
Otherwise, your relationship with the Lord cannot be restored.
我想这是我们每一个蒙恩得救的人的经历。
I believe that is the experience of everyone who has been saved by grace.
因为神的灵在我们里面教导我。
Because the Spirit of the Lord is teaching us inside.
弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
基督徒的道路是里面的道路。
The way of Christian is inside，
不是外面的道路。
It's not outside。
但是在基督教的传统的里面
，But in the tradition of Christianity，
我们已经把基督教的道路变成外面的道路。
So we have already turned the way of a Christian to be some outside way。
你信主之后
，Now after you believe in the Lord，
人就告诉你
，The people tell you，
你要天天读圣经
，Now every day you have to read the Bible，
你要天天祷告
，Every day you have to pray，
你要去做礼拜
，You have to go to the meetings，
等等
，So on。
如果你做这些事
，If you do these things，
你就是好的基督徒
，You are a good Christian。
如果你不做这些事
，If you don't do these things，
那这个基督徒做的不像样
，Then you are not a good Christian。
所以你就看见说
，So you see，
基督徒的道路都变成外面的道路
，The way of a Christian becomes an outside way，
都是在外面的教导
，There's a teaching outside。
我们就是跟从遗传。
And we just follow the tradition.
用这些来服侍我们的主。
Now we serve the Lord with this.
你记得当时保罗就是扫罗就是这样。
You remember Paul when he was Saul, he was like that.
当扫罗年轻的时候
，When Saul was young,
他实在是个了不起的青年。
He was a very outstanding young man.
因为普通的青年都追求世界的福禄。
Because ordinarily a young man will seek the fame of the world.
但是扫罗这个青年
，But Saul the young man，
他是追求天上的福禄。
He sought the blessing of heaven.
所以他从小就到耶路撒冷。
So when he was young, he went to Jerusalem.
在当时犹太教里面最有名的洁净的人。
So he was, and this, there's this rabbi who was the best a Bible scholar in Judaism.
来做他的门徒。
And he became his disciple.
来学习圣经的话。
To learn the word in the Bible.
当然他们只有旧约，没有新约。
Of course, at that time, they only had the Old Testament, not the New Testament.
但是他熟读旧约。
But he was so familiar with the Old Testament.
不但他读
，Not only he read them，
他也成了一个法利赛人。
He became a Pharisee.
今天我们听见法利赛人，就觉得都是假冒伪善的人。
Today when we talk about Pharisees, we thought about these hypocrites.
但是严格地说了
，But strictly speaking，
法利赛教派是当时犹太教派里头一个很严格的教派。
The Pharisees were the most strict Jewish。In the Judaism，
他们在那里研究圣经
，They study the Bible，
也是所谓遵守圣经的话
，They also obey the word in the scriptures。
那么这个扫罗，他说他是一个真的法利赛。
Now Saul says he was a true Pharisee，
因为他不是假冒伪善
，Because he was not a hypocrite。
他说我对于圣经的话，我句句都遵守。
He said, I obey every word in the scripture.
他的热心呢是超过他的同事的。
He was more zealous than his contemporaries.
他要侍奉神。
He wants to serve God.
但是怎么侍奉神呢
？But how?
他就根据犹太教的遗传。
So he would serve God according to the tradition of Judaism.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们要记得。在当时的世界里头
，We have to remember at the world that time，
犹太教的遗传是最高的。
The tradition of Judaism was the highest。
有些外邦人炫目犹太教。
the many people, nations, the Gentiles, they were so admired Judaism.
他们愿意参加这个犹太教。
They want to join Judaism.
因为他的教训是非常的高。
Because the teaching was so high.
这个扫罗他就完全遵守。
The Saul completely followed.
并且他的热心是超过平常的人。
And he's more zealous than his contemporaries.
那么他怎样来服侍神呢？
Now how did he serve the Lord?
他是逼迫信耶稣的人。
He persecuted those who believe in Jesus.
因为按照犹太教的遗传。
Because according to the tradition of Judaism.
他们把耶稣当作一个叛徒啊。
They considered Jesus as a rebel.
所以他要表示他的爱神。
Now he wanted to show, Saul wanted to show that he loved God.
他就把那些所谓信耶稣跟耶稣的人把他抓来定罪。
He took hold of those who believe in Jesus and condemn them, put them to as criminal.
我想弟兄姊妹都记得。
I think brother and sister, you all remember.
那个斯蒂凡被他们用石头打死的时候。
When Stephen was stoned to death.
他在那里好像是监督一样。
Now Saul was actually a little supervisor.
他赞成这样的事情。
And he approved that act.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
你就在那里看见他的侍奉是凭着人的遗传。
You know that you can see that his service was according to man's tradition.
他越侍奉越得罪神。
The more he served, the more he offended God.
但是我们的神知道他的心。
But our God knows his heart.
知道他心是正直的。
No, our God knows.That his heart is straight.
但是他的路错了。
But his way is wrong.
所以神在他的怜悯里面。
So in the mercy of God.
当他拿了祭司的文书啊，要到外邦的城市去抓基督徒的时候。
When Saul took the document of the high priest to go out in the city of Gentiles to grab the believers.
神让他去。
God let him go.
差不多要到达马士。
And halfway to Damascus.
但是天上的光就照亮了。
Light from heaven shone on him.
在那个光里面，他听见主的声音。
In that light, he heard the voice of the Lord.
他也看见了主。
He saw the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
因着这个，他就完全的转变。
But because of that, he was changed completely.
就变了使徒保罗。
Then he became Apostle Paul.
我们看见他怎样的服侍我们的主。
We saw how he served our Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们要真正的侍奉主。
When we want to really serve the Lord.
我们需要像扫罗变成保罗那样的转变。
We have to have a turn like Saul from Saul to Paul.
我们不能再凭着从前的遗传。
We cannot go according to the tradition in the past.
是靠着自己的热心。
And by his own zeal.
来服侍神。
To serve God.
因为这些是神所拒绝的。
Because those are rejected by God.
你越这样侍奉神，神越不得着神，得不着神。
The more you try to serve God this way, God.And the more you cannot serve God.
我们要真正地侍奉主。
We should really serve the Lord.
我们需要在我们里面有一个转变。
We have to have a turn, a change inside.
那就是说，我们外面的人要破碎。
That is, our outer man has to be broken.
这个瓦器要破碎。
The earthen vessel has to be broken.
那么，叫你里面的人能释放出来。
So the inner man can be released.
因为瓦器的破碎是魂的破碎。
Because the breaking of the earthen vessel is the breaking of the soul.
是魂的生命被破碎。
It's the life of the soul being broken.
就是己的生命被破碎。
It's the life of self being broken.
你记得在历史上有一个很有名改教的人。
You remember there is a very a famous reformer in history.
就是马丁路德。
Martin Luther.
在十六世纪的时候，神用他来改教。
In the 16th century, God used Martin Luther to reform Christianity.
他曾说过这样的话。
And he once said,
他说我不怕教皇。
He said, I'm not afraid of the Pope.
我也不怕那些的主教。
I'm not afraid, I'm afraid of the archbishops.
我也不怕那些的诸侯。
And I'm not afraid of these, the kings, the nobles.
因为他被他们审问过的。
Because he was actually tried by them.
但是他说，我就怕在我里面的那一个亚当。
But I'm afraid of the Adam that is in me.
并且因为他一同改教的。
There's another one, his colleague at the time of Reformation, Melanchthon.
Melanchthon 是改教的时候神学家。
And he was a theologist of the Reforming time.
也说过一句话。
And he said one thing.
他说我这个年轻的 Melanchthon 实在抵不住那个根深蒂固的亚当。
He said, me, the young Melanchthon, cannot really fight with this Adam, which is deep-rooted in me.
但是弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们现在要侍奉神, 我们不能再用亚当的老旧生命来侍奉。
Today, when we serve God, we cannot serve God with this old Adam's life.
这个是瓦器, 必须要破碎。
That is earthen vessel that has to be broken.
因为不但他不能服事，并且是得罪神。
Not only you cannot serve the Lord, but you also violate Him.
但是这个瓦器怎么能破碎呢？
But how can the earthen vessel be broken?
圣经给我们看见。
The Bible shows us.
这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这不是人的工作。
This is not the work of man.
你想哪一个人喜欢把自己破碎。
You think who is willing to be broken?
我们都要保存我们。
We all want to preserve ourselves.
我们都要加重我们。
We all want to increase ourselves.
我们都要抬高我们。
We all want to lift up ourselves.
哪里可能把我们自己破碎呢？
Now how can we be willing to get ourselves broken?
这是不可能的事。
It is not possible.
好像你要把你自己举起来一样。
As if you want to lift yourself.
这是不可能的。
It is not possible.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we thank and praise God.
他救我们，就救我们到底。
He saved us. He is going to save us to the end.
他不但赦免我们的罪。
Not only he has forgiven our sins.
给我们他的生命。
Not only he has given us his life.
并且他要破碎我们的瓦器。
And also he's going to break.Our earthen vessels.
叫里面灵的生命能起来侍奉。
So the spirit of that, the life of that spirit can actually come out and serve God.
所以保罗他就这样说。
So Paul said,
他说我们四面受敌就不被困住。
He said that we are attacked from all four sides, but we are not constrained.
我们知道圣灵在我们身上的工作有两方面。
We know that the Holy Spirit works in us, there are two aspects.
一面的工作是给我们光照启示。
And on one hand, it gives us light, illumination.
好像保罗在以弗所第一章所说的。
As what Paul says in the Ephesians chapter 1.
当他要把神永远的旨意交通给以弗所的圣徒。
When he is to fellowship the eternal purpose of God to the saints in Ephesus,
他感觉说，除非神给光照给启示。
He felt that unless God gives light, illumination,
人没有办法参透属灵的事情。
If God does not give revelation, then man cannot see, know the spiritual things.
所以当他他才开始要讲神永远旨意的时候。
So before he starts talking about the eternal purpose of God,
他停下来。
He paused.
他就跪下来祷告。
He knelt and he prayed.
求神赐下 智慧和启示。
He asked God to give the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫他们真正的认识神。
That they can truly, really know God.
弟兄姊妹，如果不是从启示来的，都是二等货。
Brothers and sisters, if it is not coming from revelation, it is all second-hand things, second-class things.
我们需要在神面前有启示。
We need to have a revelation before God.
有光照。
Light from God.
尼托森弟兄曾这样说过。
Brother Washburn Nee once said,
他说在基督徒一生的中间。
He said in the life of a Christian,
那个大的启示，把你整个的人转变的启示，大概只有一次两次。
Now the great revelation that changed your whole life probably only once or twice.
但是在你每天的生活上应当有启示，有光照。
But in your daily life, there ought to be revelation, there ought to be light.
因为圣灵在我们里面随时教导。
Because the Holy Spirit is in us and teaching us in everything.
在约翰一书第二章告诉我们。
In 1 John chapter 2,
他说那个恩膏啊在你们里面。
He said the anointing is in you.
这个恩膏就是内住的圣灵。
The anointing is the indwelling spirit.
我们每一个我们得救的人都有圣灵住在我们里面。
Everyone who has been saved by grace has the Holy Spirit living, dwelling in us.
他在里面好像一个膏油一样。
Now inside he's like an anointing.
他说你们里面的恩膏在凡事上要教训你。
He said the anointing inside of you will teach you in everything.
不单是大事小事都有教训。
Not only in great things, but also in small things.
很多的时候我们大的事情就要祷告。
Oftentimes in big things we come to pray.
小事情我们自己会做。
The small things we do it ourselves.
但是神对于我们的照顾是那样的仔细周密。
But God's care for us is very detailed, is very comprehensive.
他说圣灵在你里面要教导你。
He said the Holy Spirit in you will teach you.
不单在大事上，连小事上都要指点你。
Not only in big things, but also in small things.
你要按照恩膏的教训常住在主的里面。
And you ought to abide in the Lord according to the anointing.
很多年之前。
Many years ago.
我与一帮年轻的人在一起。
I was with a group of young people.
我就问这些年轻的人。
I asked them.
我说我们怎么可以常住在主里面。
I asked them, how can we abide in the Lord?
那么这些年轻人就给我许多的答案。
Now these, our young friends, they give me many answers.
有的人说我们要好好的读圣经。
Some say we ought to read the Bible carefully.
有的人说我们要多多的祷告。
Some say we ought to pray often.
有的人说我们要常常聚会。
Some say that we ought to go to every meeting.
这样我们就可以得着光照启示。
And then we can get revelation, we can get light.
但是圣经怎么说呢？
But what the Bible say?
圣经告诉我们说在你里面的恩膏。
The Bible tells us that the anointing in you,
他在凡事上要教导我。
He will teach us in everything.
叫我们能常常住在主里。
So that we can abide in the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
基督徒的道路不是外面的。
The way of a Christian is not outside.
基督徒的道路是里面的。
The way of a Christian is inside.
里面的圣灵在那里涂抹我们。
The Spirit inside is anointing us.
当他来涂抹我们的时候是很柔和的。
When he anoints us, it was very soft.
虽然他是长久，但是他是温柔的。
Although he was there long, but he is very tender.
就像以利亚看见一样。
And just like what Elijah saw.
你记得当以利亚
You remember when Elijah ran away and then entered into that cave?
神就向他显现,
and God appeared to him.
有大风吹过,
and there's wind, storm.
And
God was not in there.
有哪里地震, 但是神也不在里头。